The midweek message today is from Mark 1, verse 22. It says, they were astonished at his teaching because, unlike scribes, he was teaching them as one having authority. And the thoughts that are in the midweek message today, some of those thoughts come from the devotional entitled Experiencing God Day by Day by Henry T. Blackaby and Richard Blackaby. Jesus was not the first person to teach the scriptures to a group of disciples. The people in Jesus' day had been taught by other teachers of scripture, and what set Jesus apart was that he taught with authority. Now, to many of the scribes, the scriptures were just meaningless and a dry collection of theological speculation, but Jesus taught them as the living words of God. John the Baptist claimed that a man could only receive that which he had been given to him by God. You can see that in John 3:27. When the religious leaders searched the scriptures, they came away empty-handed. And when Jesus read the same scriptures, the Father gave him a full measure of his wisdom and his authority. There's a radical difference between practicing religion and sharing a word directly from the Lord, and there is a significant difference between worldly reasoning and counsel that comes straight from the living Word of God. So, is it possible to teach a message from the Bible and not from the Lord? Absolutely. The scribes and Pharisees did this regularly and left their listeners spiritually destitute. Is it possible to counsel someone with advice that seems appropriate and reasonable and yet is contrary to God's word? Of course it is. Which reminds me of 2 Timothy 2:15. It says, study to show yourself an approved workman, one who is not ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. When we share God's word, we should be confident in knowing that we have actively sought him and prayed about the passage that we've just read or are about to read. It just doesn't take reading. It takes spiritual thought, prayer, contemplation on what his holy word says. Have a great Wednesday. For the Midweek Message, I'm Pastor Keith.